And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And today we welcome a new contributor. We're very excited to welcome to South Florida Arts Beat Ms. Marilyn Bauer, the Director of Marketing and Government Affairs for the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County. Marilyn, so great to have you join South Florida Arts Beat.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much, and I know there's always so much going on in Palm Beach County. Where do we start?
Well, you know, that's what's so interesting about this area. You know, we like to refer to it as Florida's cultural capital because the diversity of offerings is really amazing. For example, one of the reasons we all love Florida so much is the fact that we can do things outdoors. And one of the most beautiful things to do outdoors is to watch Shakespeare under the stars. And the Palm Beach Shakespeare Festival is currently producing Much Ado About Nothing, starting in July in Carlin Park in Jupiter. And the admission is free, and you get to go into this beautiful park right by the ocean, sit down, and watch one of Shakespeare's finest romantic comedies. The Palm Beach Shakespeare Festival is a nonprofit professional theater, and they put these productions on every summer and have been doing so since about 1990. So it's very accessible. You can bring the kids along, and it's also great for date night.
Sounds marvelous. Can you pack a picnic?
Absolutely. You know, it's this beautiful setting in the park, so you can really enjoy yourself. It's really a special sort of Palm Beach County tradition.
Wonderful.
And then, you know, keeping with the indoor-outdoor sort of theme is the Norton Museum has this wildly popular program called Art After Dark. And it goes on every Thursday from 5 to 9. Again, it's free for Florida residents. And not only do you get curated talks on the current exhibitions, which right now they have this amazing exhibition on Barbie and Hot Wheels, but you see an interesting crowd. There's cocktails, there's food, great people watching. For example, and next Thursday they're doing Mambo Night, where they're going to have live mambo music and also showing a documentary about mambo music. So it's a lot of fun. They have a great restaurant if you want to stay and have dinner. It's just a great night and has become sort of a must-go-to every Thursday night for a lot of locals.
I'll bring my conga drum.
Why not? Why not? Get in on the act. Well, the Palm Beach Chamber Music Festival is celebrating their 23rd year. And they bring together old favorites and newly discovered classical music gems. And the orchestra is made up of musicians from all over the counties. And their performances, you just have to check on palmbeachculture.com/events. And you'll find that they have venues in Palm Beach Gardens and West Palm Beach and Delray Beach. And they are much loved in our part of the world.
Yes, we featured them on the show last week. A wonderful organization in Palm Beach County.
Now, of course, if you wanted to go to another wonderful organization in Palm Beach County, you'll want to come to the Cultural Council here in Lake Worth, because we have an amazing exhibition on right now. It's called Southern Exposure, New Work Now. It runs through August 16th. Admission is free. You can stop by any Tuesday through Thursday from 10 to 5, right in the heart of Lake Worth. And this is a really interesting show because it's what we call emerging artists. And these are artists that probably haven't had as many opportunities to show as, say, a mid-career artist. And it's really, really interesting. It's all kind of media, and it's paintings, and it's sculpture, and it's ceramics, and found objects, and there's even some wheatgrass involved in this exhibition. So it's certainly something that's fun. It's fun for all members of the family. And again, this is another great free evening, afternoon event for singles, families, whomever wants to come down and see some great art. And then right down the street from us, just a block away, is the Lake Worth Playhouse. And they are showing another much-loved production of Legally Blonde. And that's running all through July. So you can kind of come and see some visual art. You can walk down the street and see some performance art. And then there's also something called Going AWOL on the weekend of July 25th, which is at the Bruce Weber Gallery. And everybody is familiar with the Street Painting Festival, but this event has artists creating three unique large-scale murals in downtown Lake Worth on what were once blank walls on retail buildings. And it's a three-day live art event. And, of course, it also includes music, because that's how we do things here in Lake Worth. We always include a little music with our visual art.
I like that.
You can't miss Kimiko Yoshida's self-portraits at the Holden Lunce Gallery. It's like nothing you've ever seen. It's a full wall of these amazing color photographs, and it's a great trip over on Worth Avenue in Palm Beach.
Marilyn, wonderful events in Palm Beach County. Where can we find out more information about these and other events?
PalmBeachCulture.com/events.
We welcome again Marilyn Bauer, the Director of Marketing and Government Affairs for the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County, to South Florida Arts Beat. Marilyn, fantastic. Thank you for telling us about all the excitement in Palm Beach County.
Thank you.
And you can celebrate Miami's 118th birthday at Family Fun Day. That's tomorrow at History Miami, 101 West Flagler Street, downtown Miami. History Miami, the city of Miami, and downtownmiami.com cordially invite you to the 118th birthday celebration of Miami. You can make your own birthday hat. You can enjoy orange blossom inspired cupcakes and so much more. For more info, go to historymiami.org. And way down south in Dade County, Miami-Dade County, Biscayne National Park is looking for volunteers to assist park visitors at the Dante Fussell Visitor Center. Visitors greet and interact with visitors from all over the world. For an online volunteer application or more information about Biscayne National Park and volunteering opportunities, go to nps.nationalparkservice.gov/BISC, B-I-S-C. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Judith Bishop, Norman Van Aken, and Marilyn Bauer. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.